James Bond 007 in Skypefall will not be heard at this time because His Majesty's Secret Service has migrated to Teams early. In its place, we present the following Discord from Discord.
This is Gordon Pepper, and I guess it's safe to say that somebody got their license revoked. Thank you, I'll be here all week.
These are the jokes, ladies and gentlemen.
Tip the VOs by the waitress.
Speaking of the waitress, you know we got Restaurant Wars this week.
Yes.
Yay. Yes. And
I mean, even a disaster Restaurant Wars is still fun Restaurant Wars.
Very much so.
Indeed. Indeed. We have Restaurant Wars, Amazing Race, Survivor, a little bit of Celebrity, and a lot of Jeopardy. And the toilet is back, by the way.
Woohoo!
Yes, which is a good place, which is where some of those Restaurant Wars meals went.
Oh, hey.
Perfect. And we have renewals.
And zombies.
Well,
don't forget the zombies.
I'm not going to forget the zombies.
Do not forget the zombies.
I'm not forgetting the zombies.
Don't forget the zombies.
Rain.
Okay, let's get this show.
That's too early on the zombies. Zombies come later.
Okay, but right now.
The show comes now.
From somewhere in America, WLTI on the road to episode 500 is on. Let's go.
Whee. Amy.
We are down to the final 10 before 500. 10 weeks to go. This is 490 on WLTI here at 5-1. This is the world's strongest game show podcast. Of course, I am your strength and conditioning coach, all around good guy, you know, and just happy to be here. I'm Jason Block with my brothers from another mother, Chico Alexander, Gordon Pepper. Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing well. Hope you are. I heard you two had a really good week in the scratchy front.
We did. All right, dog.
we did. But unfortunately, Mary did not. Hit the horns.
Okay, so Mary was skating by so long, and finally her uppets has come. As we go into the inevitable Joe versus Eva final, here to lay down the track is our own Jason Block.
Well, before Jason Block lays down the track, let's give you the real storyline here, which is Mary stuck herself to the wrong derby, and all of her ponies keep going to the glue factory until there is no ponies left for Mary, and now she's going to the glue factory. Jason, take it away.
Yeah, so what happened was is that we start with a journey this week, okay? So everybody drew rocks, and guess who drew the people purple rock, and that was Eva. She went on a journey, and in a time challenge, she stacked wooden tiles on a rotating disc while standing on a narrow board using only her foot to rotate the disc. If she stacked four levels, she retained her vote. If she stacked eight, she would go a knowledge is power. But if she failed to get at least four, she lost her vote. Eva stacked four and said, you know what? I'm good, dog. And she said, I'm gone. You know, I'm okay. I'm all right.
I thought that was a major mistake on her part for a number of reasons. Number one, her place in the game is very solid. Number two, as long as she kept her mouth shut, knowledge is power is a huge advantage. It is probably one of the best weapons in the game, and no one knows how to freaking use it because no one can keep their mouth shut.
Exactly, because everyone's like, hey, I have this! Hey, I have that! And you know how much I can't stand that.
I know.
So we get to the immunity challenge, and we had a rare oops. in it. I'll explain to you in a minute. So, survivors push the survivor wheelbarrow over obstacles while balancing a vase, obtaining a key, and adding a second vase with the key along the way. They unlock pieces to the arch puzzle, and the word is unforgettable. One immunity and food. Now, what happened was that Probe saw the puzzle, and it was between Joe and Camilla, and they finished simultaneously, and Probe saw the word spelled and made his way to Cole. Joe steps off, thinks he has it. Camilla steps off, but Joe got there first. Joe wins. However, without missing a beat, he said, "No," and this is from Entertainment Weekly, just for the source, "No, I'm wrong. Your puzzle's wrong. Camilla's puzzle is right. Camilla wins individual immunity. Sorry, Joe, for the false alarm. It's that last piece that IU put in is flipped on the wrong way. It should be on the black side so everything matches. You got it on the white side." Yep. Now, I have a question. Now, I have a question to ask you. And it details that he has never worn an IFB ever in 50 seasons. Almost 50 seasons. Right. You like the fact that he was human in that respect?
You know what?
I'm going to answer. I don't think you're accurate in the question that you have, Chico.
I was just about to say, yes, it makes him look more human. It makes him look more like a host. You like to revere this person as a legendary stalwart of reality television. But at the end of the day, Jeff Probst is a conduit, a ringmaster. He is a host. And hosts get it wrong sometimes.
Go ahead.
Gordon?
I'm going to put on the cynical bastard hat.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, in terms of editing, yes. Because of how it played out, you pretty much had to keep that piece in there. There's really no way that you can slice it. I mean, did it really depend? Was it really part of the show? No, not in this specific episode. So I thought it was nice that they kept it in there. But we don't know in terms of the other 47 seasons that we've had, whether or not some things have been edited out for whatever reasons that they've been edited out for.
Yes.
So for this one time, yes, it's good. Is it for the first time in 47 seasons?
No, I don't think so.
No, I doubt it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm pretty sure there's. I mean, you've seen all sorts of outtakes throughout the years of flubs from Jeff Probst. I think the only reason why this one stayed in was because it sort of had to stay in.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Just my thought.
And you know what? Aside from the immunity win, aside from that, Camilla also got one of Gordon's favorite things, a free sushi lunch. But not just
with
for
I
herself.
I love free sushi lunch.
Not just for herself, though. She picked somebody who has had the least amount of food of everyone, Mitch. Two's fun, three's a party. She also chooses Eva.
Again, none of those things are a surprise, and what also is not a surprise is Mary does not get invited, and she loses it.
Right.
So that's going to be the least of her problems in this episode.
Yeah, Mary's about to go headfirst into her villain era, let's say.
Yeah, because then she says, she tells Kyle
She tells Kyle,
and he had no chance of winning the game unless Joe and Eva were separated. However, Kyle was like, "I ain't betraying you guys. Goodbye, Mary." 4-1, I believe.
Yeah, Mary.
Yeah, but listen to the Kim Petras theme.
Coconut etiquette.
Why am I singing that, Jay?
I don't know. You tell me.
She calls it coconut etiquette. What is that?
Not eating all the food for starters, which she did because she knew she was on her way out. And therefore, let's make enough of a mess while she goes. Now, the other reason why you would do that, besides being obnoxious, is maybe if I have enough bad energy going in my direction, people will keep me because I may be the person you want to sit next to for $1 million. because I annoy everybody else. In this case, did not work. Bye, Mary.
Bye, Mary.
We are down to the final six, and I believe 2 episodes left, right?
Correct. That would be next week and the week after, because...
And by the way, Chico, I disagree with you with Joe versus Eva. Eva is the biggest threat to win the game by a landslide. And if you're Joe or anybody else, you realize that, and she got to go.
Well, you already said that these people were dumb enough to disclose everything they have on them. Are they smart enough to realize that?
I would think so, yes. Well, I mean, if they let her win, that's a great story for Eva, and that's also pure stupidity for everybody else.
Yeah. So we go...
I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm not rooting against Eva, but I'm the guy that sort of takes a step back and going, this is what you need to do if you want to win the game. If you're Joe, you need to make sure Eva is not there with you. Because, yes, does Joe have the best gameplay? Sure he does. But does Eva have the best sob story behind it? And more importantly, if people don't like Joe, is Eva a real easy secondary choice to vote for? She sure is. And I'll put this down right now. For people, again, that have seen the past couple of seasons of Survivor, I'm wondering, why did the person that didn't make all the moves win? This is why.
And the business. We call this foreshadowing.
Okay, well, from foreshadowing coconuts in Fiji to water jousting in France. And we met did we mention that Gruyere is involved too?
I love cheese. I love cheese very much. Who doesn't love a good cheese?
Behold the power of cheese. Rest in peace, Andrew.
Indeed. So we start in Naples and we fly to Frankfurt. In Frankfurt, we take a ferry. No, by train, excuse me. To Strasbourg, France. And then they had to drive to the Palace of Europe, where they had to name the 4 Council of Europe member countries they visited, which are France, Germany, Italy, and Bulgaria. And then they receive their next clue, and we have a return of head-to-head.
Yes, it's a combined head-to-head. And a roadblock. Yeah, it's a combined head-to-head and a roadblock, where we have one racer from 2 opposing teams competing against each other in a bit of water jousting. First racer to push their opponent off a boat and into the river using a lance receives their next clue. The losing racer had to wait for another team. Last remaining team had to wait out a 10-minute penalty for losing, and that would be Brett and Mark, who have to wait out that time.
Meh.
Yeah, exactly. Bam. So then
there is a reason why they removed that from the show.
And the business,
this episode showed us why. We sure do.
Right. After the roadblock, the teams had to travel on foot to La Cloche, a fromage cheese shop. Now a cloche, and that now you know what a cloche is.
It's that lid that pulls up, that Ted Allen pulls up, and then says, "You've been chopped."
Right. So the teams had to memorize 9 cheese types of cheese, and then correctly identify the cheeses outside of the restaurant before receiving their next clue, which sent them to the roof of the Cathedral Notre Dame de Strasbourg. And wisely, Alyssa and Josiah used their express pass and said, I'm out. We're done. Goodbye. Okay.
All right. And
so then...
And then we go to... De Rue de Maréchal Joffre or... Quatre Rue Saint-Wolfgang for the detour. Out to dry or for the bird. And out to dry, teams had to wash a tub of dirty laundry in a river before receiving their next clue. Ew. And in For the Birds, teams had to construct a stork's nest before receiving their next clue. Both clues would lead ultimately to Table d'Orientation in Schweiler, the pit stop for this leg of the race.
Since it was, again, non-elimination, going up there, and since Brett and Mark lost their 10 minutes, they were eliminated with Carson and Jack winning, I believe, a trip somewhere.
Yes, Carson and Jack win enough trip bucks to get them to Helsinki, Finland.
And now we have the final four. Carson and Jack, Alyssa and Ojoya, Jonathan and Anna, and Han and Holden as we head to Portugal and then the United States. I don't know if it's 2 weeks in this episode. I think it's 2 weeks to go for this one.
No, it's one week. One episode will be Wednesday, and the second episode, the season finale, will be one night after.
So who wins, since we're asking?
You know what? I don't see a scenario where Jonathan and Anna do not win this, because they've just been lights out all race long.
Minus one glitch.
Yeah.
In the fifth leg. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely call them the favorites, but I definitely don't call them invulnerable. I can see them losing. If they've got something physical, there are more physical teams behind them. They're not the most physical team that's out there.
No, and the thing is that Han and Holden actually are the team that that I think is going to be eliminated first in the first leg, and the final three will be. I mean, here's the thing: Carson and Jack, Alyssa and Ojoya, and Jonathan and Anna. And here's the thing, and it just is just interesting to me. Unfortunately, this season has been a disappointment because of all the shenanigans they've been pulling. I could see any of these four teams winning.
The other question becomes, what shenanigans have we not seen that we're going to be seeing?
Yes, I agree with you on that. I do. Very much so. And again, disappointment. I'm not going to say it's flushable or a deal breaker, but this has been a rare miss for the Amazing Race.
I think they got their footing back when they reached the European leg, but that's just me.
Nope.
Again.
Nope. But a show that I expect to see shenanigans on would be RuPaul's Drag Race. All Stars.
Yes, but that's not happening until tomorrow. But we'll talk about that next week.
Yes.
You see. Okay?
I was using that as an example, and I'm using it to segue into what we have next.
Which is this guy, Mr. Gilbert.
From the Alex Trebek stage at Sony Pictures Studios, this is Jeopardy!
So, we start with Jeopardy Masters, and in game one, we had the last three that have not played yet, which is Adriana Harmeyer, Isaac Hirsch, and Nailish Njimori. At the end of Final Jeopardy, going into the final, Isaac had a lock game at 20,000, 9,200 for Nailish, and Adriana at 7,400. It's a question of who gets what points with this clue in Saint. This saint, who helped convert Scotland to Christianity, shares his name with the Latin word for an animal sent out three times by Noah. Now, I knew what the animal was, but I didn't know its Latin phrasing. Did you?
Who was the animal?
The animal's the dove.
That was a Columba, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Columba, yes. Nailish had it, but missed it. He had Columbus, not Columba, but
he
Isaac
crossed
was
out
correct.
Columba. That's what gets me.
Uh-huh. Nailish would have been in second, but he finishes in third. He gets zero. Adriana gets one. And Isaac gets two. But
I was just wondering maybe if they would have accepted who is Simon Templar.
Very good. I'm okay with that. I get a golf clap for that.
Simon Templar is a saint, and of course you throw Bert out there. It's a Templar.
Oh.
Yes, exactly.
Templar.
Okay, now
Hold on. At least it's not a Holy Sea gull like we saw on the Pope this week.
Mm.
Anyway.
Then we got game two with Roger Craig on three, Isaac Hurst also on three, and Yogesh Raut also on three.
Everyone won, but this was, again, Yogesh is on fire right now.
Yogesh is playing with a lot of anger, you can tell. Well, focus anger.
Yeah, anger I was going to say, I'm pretty sure Yogesh is an angry young Jeopardy player at this point. Or an angry older Jeopardy player. But what it makes it real interesting. I mean, can you imagine, for one second, Olshauer, Yogesh, and Arthur Chu all at the same podium playing the same game? The amount of heat and negativity would be there to make a potato into an alarm clock. Without sticking any wires in the potato.
Yes, but
if you're into science like Chico, you will understand that.
By the way, all three people in this group are moving on to the quarterfinals because they at least have a win. Because the other six are going to play one more game, and then we're going to narrow it down from 9-6. But Yogesh had 25-7, Isaac had 44, Roger had 28 in the category of art. History. Hide and Seek in the Cradle by this French artist were among the 200 or so works shown at the gallery on Boulevard de Capucines in 1874. Again, I had no clue, but Roger was the only one who got it right, but it didn't matter because Yogesh was a lot game. It is Berthet Morisot. So Yogesh has 6, Roger has 4, Isaac has 3. We have 2 more games next week with the other 6. They are going to play against each other, and then we will determine who is in the quarterfinal match. Nico,
yeah.
We have another champions player, don't we?
We do, and his name is Ben Ganger. They call him the genius from Goshen, and for good reason, because he knocked out 5-6 in a row before getting upended in a lot game situation on Tuesday when he was facing off against the mortgage loan processor from Asbury Park, New Jersey, Sarah Gillis, and a consultant from Vancouver, British Columbia, Keegan Olson, in going into the final. Sarah has a lot game with 7,400. This was a butt kicker of a game, let me tell you. Ben has 36 and Keegan has 28. Final Jeopardy category.
Chico.
Yes.
Chico, yes. This felt very Zerg-like.
Zerg-like? You think it was Zerg-like?
I think it was Zerg-like, whereas it was a very low-scoring game. I mean, it wasn't, Zerg's game wasn't a blocking by any stretch, but this is one of those games where... Ken Jennings' game was not a locking.
Oh, okay.
This one was a lock game. Absolutely, it was. But the scores are so low. It's like when it's a low scoring game, anything can happen, and in this case, it did.
Yep.
Final
Jeopardy category is word origin. Oh God. All right. Story time. For those of you who don't know, that was my Final Jeopardy category, and I buffed it. Anyway. Final Jeopardy category is... Final Jeopardy category is word origins. Here's the clue. Fittingly, this adjective describing a hit-you-in-the-gut kind of feeling goes back to a Latin word for internal organs. Why didn't I get this clue?
Want to explain it?
Okay. Hit-you-in-the-gut. Latin word for internal organs. If any biologist knows... They are called viscera. Like, they say...
From the word meaning visceral.
Yeah, I was just about to say viscera. You hear the phrase visceral fat? The fat around your midsection, which I'm desperately trying to get rid of. But anyway, yes, the correct response...
Chico, you'll protect me from Jay, right?
Yes.
Because there is something else that will hit you in the gut. What is asthmatic?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's actually more the lungs, but yeah. Sarah didn't get
midsection.
It right.
Last time I checked, the lungs are in your midsection, upper midsection, but still midsection.
Sort of. But Ben sort of. Ben leaves with...
Ben leaves with a total of...
108,915, and the next in the Tournament of Champions. It's been Wheel of Champions ever since. We'll see, because Sarah lost to
Dan Morin, who plays tonight's game against Kristen Aragone, a writer and editor from Washington, D.C., and Michael Mungan, a librarian from Washington State. Going into the final, Dan is locked in at 18,800. Michael has 7,400. Kristen has 800. Final 50 category. Movie directors. Here's your clue. As of 2025, this director has made just 4 feature films. 3 were Oscar nominated for Best Picture.
I did not know this. I had no idea. I thought it was the guy who did Parasite, Ben Jo Hoon, I think, or that's his name. But I know that's wrong, because we found out later on. Gordon, did you actually know this one?
I actually thought it was Jordan Peele. Except it wasn't Jordan Peele.
Yeah,
what?
I'll give you the names of the movies, and they were Lady Bird, Little Women, and an indie film called Barbie. That was Greta Gerwig who did that.
Yep.
So
nobody got it right, but Dan got enough to win 2 games and $33,500. He will round out the week tomorrow.
That's cool, but we need a little bit of this from the other Culver City studio, if you have it.
Yes, it is time for 30 Seconds of Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. Playing Wednesday night, Wendy McClevin Covey for Foster Nation, Ben Schwartz for Children's Hospital Los Angeles, and Adam Halley of Eat, Learn, and Play Foundation. And first game went to Ben, who goes for phrase in the bonus round, and he says, "I'm stumped," to win a subtotal of $98,000. $99,000, excuse me. Going into the second round, the Golden Bachelor gives Ben a subtotal of $126,400. Wendy has $46,300, and
Adam Pally
gets the house minimum. Yes. Yep. Let's go back to Ben and Showbiz for the bonus. He does not get platinum album. Rare miss in a bonus round on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, but he would have missed. He only added $50,000 more, so he leaves with $126,400 for his charity, which, once again, Children's Hospital Los Angeles. Great friends of the show, great friends of ours.
And now I'm hungry, and we talked about it earlier. It's time for Restaurant Wars, which, of course, for those who don't know, there's no elimination challenge here. A warehouse in Downsview Park, Canada. Okay. So each team, which I'll explain in a minute, were developing a 3-course meal with 2 different options. They had to decorate their restaurant, train their waitstaff, and serve dishes to the judges for 100 guest diners as well. Gordon, why is this episode so epic? Why? Explain why.
Well, for starters, it is Restaurant Wars.
Right.
So it's Restaurant Wars, so therefore, anything goes. We've seen all sorts of shenanigans. We don't want to talk about shenanigans. We've seen all sorts of shenanigans on any sort of Top Chef episode. Destination Canada has been a pretty good series so far, and this episode does not disappoint for certain people. Other people, yeah.
So
if you want to talk about the rules in this case, the winning team gets $40,000, which is higher than what it usually is.
This was $10,000 apiece. Okay.
Correct.
And it was Top Chef New Orleans runner up Nina Compton and Top Chef Canada Janet Succarini. Now, the first course, and I'm looking at this, it looks like an Italian theme, which is called Nona Pipone with Bailey, Cesar, Paula, who was the executive chef, and Shuai, who had the front of the house. Okay, FOH, right? I'm assuming that's right.
That is correct.
Yeah, FOH of the house. Now, in any top, that's actually a good point, Jay. For anybody that is not following Restaurant Wars, each of the chefs have their own section of meal, or of course that they have. Sometimes they help each other. But one of the chefs is specifically designated as a front of the house, making sure to check people, making sure they are satisfied with the meal, making sure the meal goes through. It's sort of like the conductor. And there have been times where the person that was the front of the house was eliminated because they felt that if they lost and everybody else was okay and the front of the house wasn't, they gone.
Yep. It has happened before.
It has. And it did not happen on this episode, but it has happened before.
Yes. So the first course on Nona Pepon was a Chipotle Chorizo Arancini. That was a rice balls with tonnato aioli. And tonnato, for those who don't know, it is a cold sliced veal covered with a creamy mayonnaise sauce. Okay. And it's a frutta di mare with agua chile and chicharron. Okay, so I'm guessing it's a Mexican-Italian or Latin-Italian fusion thing.
Yes.
Okay. The second course was an ancho braised short rib with polenta, ricotta salata, and roasted apples. And cannelloni al forno with toasted pepitas, which are pumpkin seeds, and almond romesco, which is a tomato-based sauce. And the third course was a torta de noche with tres leches, and churros with pistachio cream on glaze. Okay, so the other restaurant, which is Lana Massimo, who had the front of the house, Tristan, who was the executive chef, and Lana.
Vinny, you already said
Lana. Vinny, you said Lana twice. Yeah.
Vinny, first course was a cured smoked trout with pot liquor consomme, grilled mushroom escovitch with Canadian-based scallop, ajo blanco, and dawa dawa, which is a fermented and processed locust beans. Well, now, the second course was a potato with celery root and truffle pithvier with lamb jus and a butternut squash confit with grilled pork and XO sauce. The XO from Hong Kong.
Yeah, that's a famous sauce they use on Iron Chef all the time. It's an Oriental sauce, yes.
Yes, corn cremeau, which is with a corn ice cream, blueberry condiment, and blueberry crisp, and a milk chocolate custard with dirt chocolate and caramelized parsnip. So,
now, we get anywhere, wait. Before we get there, can you see one team being much smarter than the other one in terms of the menu choice, and why was the second team smarter than the first? Chico.
I want to say that Flora and Fauna kept everything simple, everything, you know, bare bones. It's like first course is consomme with a fish and also light seafood. Second course, potato with lamb, and third course and also a squash confit. Third course, sort of a panna cotta situation, and also chocolate custard. And you see how it all Okay.
No.
All right, I'm wrong. Okay.
You are wrong. I'll give you some hints. Consomme, Canadian-based scallop, au jus, pithivier.
They're playing to the Canadian. They're playing to their audience. They're not telling them what they want. They're asking them what they want, they're giving it to them, whereas
they're giving them what the theme is. You're in Top Chef Canada. Why are we going Latin cuisine when you can give them French Canadian cuisine, which, oh, by the way, is the theme of the show you happen to be a part of? Again, know your audience. Just on that alone, the second restaurant, which is Flora and Fauna, should have won, and not surprisingly, they did. Jay.
And then the winning person was Tristan, whose dessert and escovitch won the day. And Paula, who was the executive chef, failed in all of the dishes because, again, didn't know her audience. And she loses in Last Chance Kitchen against Katiana. They had 30 minutes to monetize a nostalgia-filled dish that had to do sauce. her encocado sauce lobster with southern succotash lost. So she went from Top Chef to bye-bye in, you know, there's that.
Yep.
Bye. And usually, I have to say, we usually get something. Usually, we don't miss many things. And I will just say, we miss something on The Price is Right, and they've been doing something. You know how Let's Make a Deal does Mega Money Mondays and occasionally Fabulous Car Fridays? Okay?
Yes, that's been new.
And for the last 2 months, they've been doing Payday Fridays or All Cash Fridays, where they play games for cash. And I think that's... Well, let me ask you something.
Done this stuff before, which I think is one of the reasons why we've sort of overlooked it. But they've only done it randomly or for sweeps or for specials. And Jay, as you said, this is the first season that they're doing it every Friday. Would that be correct?
Right. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Well, they have been doing it every Friday since March. Okay.
And hey, sweeps time.
Well, that's May, actually. But they've been doing
it. Are we in May right now? What month are we in right now, Jay?
We're in May, but they've been doing it for 8 weeks.
Hey, sweet time.
Yes. So, yeah, I'm just like, I think, well, let me ask you something. And I'm going to get a little bit political here, but not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think with the potential tariffs and trade deals that are going on, you think we might see more of an increase in cash games on Price is Right overall? Or do you think this is just a one, you know, a test balloon, per se?
Put me down for one of each.
Yeah, I'll take one from column A and one from column B. Hey, you know, that would be a real good question to ask. Because we all know a couple producers on both of those shows. And it would be a real good question to ask one of them. In terms of, hey, Cold Hard Cash, is this now a thing? Or is it always been a thing, but now it's accentuated because of current events and current political climate? And before people say, well, no, it's a game show, it's not. There's been many, many, many times throughout both of those shows, histories that the political climate, based on natural disasters, based on locations, based on even the selling and no longer selling of fur coats, based on Bob Barker dyeing his hair from black to white, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, ad nauseum. These shows have always been shaped in one way or another by things that are going on within the outside world. So that would not be a complete shock to me if we go into that political climate again. And, you know, again, keep in mind, the election was in 2024. It's now May 2025. A lot of these shows were taped well before the election and well before the results of the election. So maybe this is a way to hedge the bet. I don't know. Would that happen next year now that we've seen the political climate and what's going on? Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see.
Well, because remember,
but it is something good to bring up.
Yes, and it's also very interesting because as we know, because, you know, like I said, we're friends with people who work on Let's Make a Deal. They're in season 17 prep right now.
Yes, they are getting ready to, I think they're getting ready. They're finishing up The Price is Right. They're getting ready to start Let's Make a Deal. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right, exactly. So it's going to be very interesting to see. It's very interesting to see what they do with that. But
yeah, and I mean, remember, you know, Mega Money Monday was a thing long before anything in terms of presidential elections. So Payback Friday maybe could be an offshoot of what they're doing on Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah.
So you don't want to read too much into it, but it is worth at least looking over the book cover.
Yeah.
And going, exactly. What's in the novel?
It's worth looking at the cliff notes, is what Gordon's trying to say. It's like, don't read
but
too
Chico,
much into
you,
it.
You actually, usually we would put this in brain vision, but I think we need a double It's Business Time, really.
It's business. It's business time. I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time. Ooh, it's business.
Okay, strap in, guys, because I'm about to give you all of what's going on that we have received so far. Upfront week is next week, but we've got some of the info tonight. First of all,
ooh.
Yes, react. First of all, CBS is first out of the CBS is first out of the gate because they're not doing a traditional upfront. They've already released their entire schedule, and this is what it looks like. Mondays is The Neighborhood, DMV, FBI, and CIA. DMV and CIA are new. Tuesday is all NCIS all the time, NCIS, NCIS Origins, and NCIS Sydney. Wednesday, this is the night that you're supposed to pay attention now. Wednesday fall, we have Survivor 49 and The Amazing Race. The Amazing Race currently filming, of course. Wednesday...
Well, Survivor 49 and 50 was a pretty much a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wednesday, I mean, all it's doing is winning its time slots.
Right.
Convincingly.
It's holding its own against... It's basically CBS and NBC going tete-a-tete with our reality shows versus their Chicago lineup. So Wednesday winter, we have Hollywood Squares, The Price is Right at Night, and for you true crime aficionados, Harlan Coben's Final Twist. And then we go
Interesting.
Yeah, and then we go to the spring with Survivor 50, followed by the new series America's Culinary Cup, which we talked about a couple of episodes ago, and a 30-minute shortened episode of Hollywood Squares. They're not touching Thursday with Georgie and Mandy, Ghosts, Matlock, and Elspeth. Friday is Sheriff Country, Fire Country, and Boston Blue. Sheriff Country is the spinoff of Fire Country, and Boston Blue is the spinoff of the recently departed Blue Bloods. They're not touching Saturdays, which is Encores in 48 Hours. Sunday fall, they're doing 60 Minutes, Tracker, and then they're doing The Road with Keith Urban and Gretchen Wilson.
We talked about that. They're filming that this summer.
Mm-hmm. And the last hour is Encores. Y'all could have kept The Equalizer on the last hour. Just saying. And Sunday Spring is 60 Minutes, Tracker, Why Marshals, which is a Yellowstone spinoff, and Watson. So, Hollywood Squares, Price is Right, At Night, Amazing Race, Survivor, all coming back, and there will be joined by The Road and America's Culinary Cup.
Now, do you have any more?
I have more! The challenge...
More!
The challenge has been renewed for season 41. Cast and premiere date to be announced. Funny You Should Ask has been renewed to 2027, so more of that is coming soon.
That one surprises me, but a great surprise.
Not really, I mean...
Especially since we didn't hear anything from that.
Well, not really.
So, I mean, it's a fun little surprise. I mean, what is it... Logically, should that be done? Of course, but you're still surprised over it.
It's not that much of a surprise. I mean, do you know how much it costs to shoot... Funny You Should Ask.
Yeah, we also need to get Bob Bowden back on the show because not only we need to talk about that, he also has a book out, actually.
Yep.
Yes.
Called The Creative Leader, What Every Leader Should Know About the Art and Science of Creative Intelligence. He wrote that with a man by the name of Rob Carpenter. So yes, and we need to talk about that, the Strong Museum, and we need to talk about his, curriculum that's been going strong in California. So yeah, I think we need to have him back.
Yes, we do. Continuing, Masked Singer has been renewed. However, they're holding season 14 to January instead of dropping it in the fall.
That's
smart. Well, if you're only going to have one of them, that's exactly where it needs to go.
Right. Smart. Very smart move.
Yep. And also Amazon Prime is looking at renewing Beast Games for 2 additional seasons. That's casting. Season 2 of Trivial Pursuit is casting. Season 2 of Scrabble is casting. And Match Games casting has been extended to the 18th of this month, if I'm not mistaken.
Good for them.
You know, we started this in the year 2000, and a quarter century later, game shows are still incredibly strong.
Yes,
in terms of their presence all over the place.
Indeed.
It's amazing. You would think, you know, in 2000, you know, you would think, oh, the Golden Age game shows, it's going to go away. It hasn't. It's increased. It's crazy. It's inflation proof. It's economy proof. It's pandemic proof.
It's tariff proof.
What do you say?
It's tariff proof.
Yes. Yes, it is. But yes, and I think that will end our opening round. Chico, what's happening in Act 3?
Still to come. More toilet humor. But first, it's all the news you didn't even know you needed to know, including. Are you kidding me? She won the Masked Singer? With Gordon Pepper and Jason Block, I'm Chico Alexander, 6-day with 5-1. Your hope for We Love to Interrupt, you give us 22 minutes.
And we'll give you 22 different people that probably should have won the Masked Singer over She won the Masked Singer? Rebecca Black.
Oscar De La Hoya.
Oh, Tiffany. Tiffany.
Gordon Pepper.
Of course.
Actually, I would prefer myself winning over that. Yes, you're right. I should have been one of those people that won. Me.
Okay.
All right. This is We Love to Interrupt. We'll be right back.
This is Wayne Brady. Talking to someone about how you feel may be the most difficult thing in the world. People go through this, and you're not alone in the fight. Help starts with a conversation.
Vision News on WLTI has been brought to you by Bet on Your Pope. Yes, you can bet on which cardinal gets the ultimate upgrade. Will it be Italian, Filipino, American? I mean, who would be stupid enough to bet $18 million? Oh, wait, that actually happened. Stanley Tucci host. Did you know that, Gordon? That people actually bet on who the Pope would be?
Yeah, bravado. They do bets on every single thing. You know what I thought you were going to go with, by the way?
What's that?
It is Beat the Pope, the new latest game of remote control.
Apparently
they got a budget upgrade if they're going from Beat the Bishop to Beat the Pope.
That's right.
Yes, exactly. By the way, I just have one thing. Break 3 is even better because you'll understand why. We have a lot of news to cover and not a lot of time.
I'm laughing because I know what Jason's talking about.
Uh-huh. Gordon,
should I be scared?
Oh, no.
Yes, you should.
Okay, good.
You should.
Roll that beautiful brain footage.
From the four corners of the globe to your frontal lobe, this is WLTI Brain Vision News with Chico Alexander, Gordon Pepper, and the award-winning Brain Vision News Team.
Thank you very much, Doug Morris. As always, you can follow Doug Morris on all social media, Doug Morris Games at Rock 104 Rock Tracks and at Tracks Productions, and you can listen to Doug Morris every Sunday as he hosts Rock Tracks with Doug Morris from high atop his palatial estate in the Pine Belt. That is Rock 104 Rock Tracks on Rock 104 WXRR Hattiesburg 104.5 on your FM dial and all over the nose.
Multiverse.
On Rock104FM.com, the Odyssey app, and the Rock 104 app.
So, your bat's in an envelope.
My bat is in an envelope. I wonder why.
It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time. Ooh.
It's business. It's business.
Okay, so.
I actually have the list in front of me, sir.
Yes. This is for the Critics' Choice Real TV Awards. To be awarded May 20th at 9 a.m. Pacific time on CriticsChoice.com, by the way. So, the nominees are, and there are a lot of them, Best Competition Series, Finding Mr. Christmas, RuPaul's Drag Race, The Summit, Survivor, Top Chef, The Traitors. Jay?
Best Competition, Talent and Variety, AGT, American Idol, Dancing with the Stars, Roller Jam, Second Chance Stage, and The Voice. Next.
Best Culinary Show, Be My Guest with Ina Garten, The Food That Built America, The Great British Baking Show, Harry Potter Wizards of Baking, Is It Cake Holiday, and Top Chef.
By the way, Food That Built America, underrated show, very good. Best Game Show, Celebrity Family Feud, The Floor, Guy's Grocery Games, Jeopardy, Pressure Luck, and The Weakest Link. I believe that is it. No.
There's more.
Yes.
Best Travel Adventure Show, Conan O'Brien Must Go, Expedition Unknown, Getting Lost with Aaron French, The Great Food Truck Race, Long Way Home, and No Taste Like Home with Anthony Perowski.
Best Business Show, Bar Rescue, First Time Buyers Club, King of Collectibles, The Golden Touch, Kitchen Nightmare, Shark Tank, and Start Up.
Best Relationship Show, Farmer Wants a Wife, The Golden Bachelorette, The Later Daters, Love is Blind, Love on the Spectrum, and Small Town Setup.
Best Lifestyle Show, Style Show, Fashion and Beauty, Dress My Tour, Queer Eye, Drag Race, Drag Race All-Stars, Say Yes to Dress, and whatever the bleep you will F you want.
Best Lifestyle Show, Home and Garden, Bargain Block, Don't Hate Your House with the Property Brothers, The Great Christmas Light Fight, Main Cabin Masters, Building Italy, Renovation Aloha, and Rock the Block.
Where was the renovation? I didn't see the renovation show. I didn't see that one.
I saw this one.
On the list.
I'm looking right at it.
Okay, well, I also have Best Ensemble Cast, Bobby's Triple Threat, Claim to Fame, Dancing with the Stars, Top Chef, The Traitors, and The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Best Show Host, Jonathan Bennett for Finding Mr. Christmas, Terry Crews for America's Got Talent, Alan Cumming for The Traitors.
Yay!
Colin Jost for Pop Culture Jeopardy, Kristen
Kish. What? Yeah. What?
He ain't that good, guys. He ain't that good. Yeah. Kristen Kish for Top Chef and Jeff Probst for Survivor.
The opinion is based by Mr. Block and Mr. Alexander. Do not reflect everybody's opinions here on WLTI.
Not at all.
In other words, Colin, please don't sue us.
Right. Jonathan Bennett for Finding Mr. Christmas, Alan Cumming for The Traitors, Dylan Efron from The Traitors, Stefan Nerosic Dancing with the Stars, Anthony Perusky, No Taste Like Home with Anthony Perusky, and Queer Eye, and Stanley Tucci in Italy.
And for Female Star of the Year, Joanna Gaines, Fixer Upper, The Lake House, Magnolia Table with Joanna Gaines, and Minnie Remy. Ina Garten for Be My Guest with Ina Garten. Julianne Hough for Dancing with the Stars. Dr. Sandra Lee for My Guilty Pleasure. Dr. Pimple Popper, Breaking Out. Lisa Vanderpump for Vanderpump Villa, and Gabby Windy for the Traitors.
Congratulations to all the nominees. The winners will be announced, as we said, May 29th on CriticsChoice.com at 9 a.m. At 12 noon. That will be 3 weeks from today, in 21 days. But that's 3 weeks from now. Let me tell you about what's happening this week. And boy, do we have, you know, as May sweeps are just kicking behind. Friday is the season premieres of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 10 and All-Stars 10 Untucked. Too Hot to Handle Italia premieres on Netflix. Sunday is the season finale of the $100,000 Pyramid with Malin Ackerman, Tom Papa, Tori Spelling, and Brian Austin Green. Monday is the premiere of Greg Gutfeld's What Did I Miss? And The Price is Right at Night, another jackpot special. Tuesday is Welcome, Now Get Lost. And the Eurovision Song Contest, I don't think that's the final by any stretch,
The preliminary. It's the preliminary. The final, I believe, is next Saturday.
Okay.
Keep in mind, in Eurovision, that a lot of the countries' preliminaries have already started, aired, and are finalized. So if you are really a Eurovision file and a Doctor Who fan, because, hey, it's a great galaxy, universe vision in a couple weeks, you can go and check out on YouTube some of the other countries that have done their own thing in terms of the Eurovision specials. Because a lot of countries have already done that. Not America, obviously, but other countries.
And the Eurovision Song Contest will be in Switzerland this year. Okay? Because that's who won last year.
Basel, Switzerland.
Okay, and by the way, it is the 69th version of Eurovision. Nice. And then, of course, Cutthroat Kitchen, Knives Out. We talked about What Did I Miss? Is already done? Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a streaming show, dude.
Okay, Rhythm and Flow Poland and the Arcade Show on Portal 1. And then on Thursday is the Season 37 finale of The Amazing Race. But let's talk about that, though.
Should be that book, though, but...
Yes. We talked earlier about the Bob Bowden book. Which, again, hopefully we will get to talk to him about. But the original Golden Bachelor, Jerry Turner, is writing a book. According to People magazine, it's called What I Learned from Loss, Love, Loss, and Reality TV, Golden Years. It's coming this fall, he's going to talk about his life. Would be interesting.
He lives a charmed life, Gary Turner.
I think there is an audience there for that. I do think so. It will be intriguing. I think it'll sell. I honestly think that's a very smart choice.
It is a very smart
choice. In terms of getting a book out of that genre. I think people buy it.
And you know what? I think he's enough of a personality to do that. Oh, boy, this is Tears of a Smokey Robinson.
Oh, no.
Tears of a Clown?
That's dumb.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Are you smarter than former American Juniors Judge Smokey Robinson? The legendary crooner has been accused of abuse.
And again, accused.
Allegedly.
The magic word is allegedly.
Yep. And it is for $50 million for former housekeepers who have accused Smokey Robinson and his wife of alleged abuse. Four women who previously worked for the Star.
Yep.
Sued him on Tuesday for $50 million. Smokey's attorney is speaking out in a statement. Attorney Christopher Frost slammed the complaint in which the women alleged the Star repeatedly R-worded them as an ugly method of trying to extract money from an 85-year-old American icon. His team would be addressing the numerous aspects of complaints that defy credulity, as well as issues relating to purported timelines, inconsistencies, and relationships between the plaintiffs and others.
The timing of this does seem a little strange.
Yeah. And he finishes by saying, "We ask anyone following this case to reserve judgments on the evidence as the evidence comes to light and all the actual facts of the case unfold. We will be asking the court to dismiss the lawsuit. We will also be asking the court to address that in their statements to the press about Mr. Robinson. The plaintiff's attorneys have reached beyond the bounds of liberties that even lawyers are typically allowed in this context."
Nice.
Yeah, and speaking on behalf of the plaintiffs, attorneys John Harris and Herbert Hayden said, "We stand behind our four clients' truthful claims, which are neither false nor vile, but clearly describe Mr. Robinson's despicable criminal acts. But remember, we are in America, and in America, you are innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt." So, yeah.
Speaking of which, this next one, I need some haterade because I actually know of women who have actually done this. This is really sad.
Oh, boy.
Haterade! So, And believe me, I've seen this, and I'm not trying to be funny. I've seen this on a few Steve Wilkos episodes on this. So Clayton Eckard, was sued as a paternity suit from a woman who was claimed to be pregnant with his unborn twins. This woman, Laura Michelle Owens, has been indicted on felony charges because she provided false testimony in return to a paternity scheme from Maricopa County, Arizona. The attorney's office claimed that from May 2023 to June 2024, Owens, quote, altered an ultrasound image, fabricated a pregnancy video, and lied multiple times under oath. She's been indicted on one count of fraudulent schemes and one count of tampering with physical evidence. On his Instagram, he said, "Justices Clayton Eckard said, quote, justice is finally served. I'm absolutely amped to share this news with you today. This nightmare is over. I'm so ready not to have to think about this anymore." And he wanted to thank the investigators and his lawyers, and it's a weight of 2 years lifted off my shoulders. It feels good. "Thank you for all your continued support and helping me seek justice. It's been a long, tiresome road, but we've reached the end point of where we hope to be. It's nothing but celebratory dance moves for the foreseeable future from here on out." Wow.
Wow, indeed. Wow, indeed.
It's good news for The Bachelor, but bad news if you like Wayne Brady. Cue zombies. So the good news is, if you like CBS and you're a game show fan, you will like the stuff that CBS is putting out there. The bad news is, if you're a Wayne Brady fan, you're not going to like what Hulu is putting out there. Because one of Wayne Brady's reality shows is getting canned.
Oh, really?
Oh, the family one?
Yep, that one.
Ah, that one.
Jason, please, if you will, sir.
I'm looking at it right here. According to People Magazine, Hulu has canceled the Family Remix.
Yes.
Which followed the life of actor Wayne Brady. So I'm sorry to hear about that. However, if you want to hear Wayne Brady, I actually have a little something in the Media Pro report. Because Wayne Brady and Jonathan Manga are doing something very cool, which I'll talk to you about in a minute. But yes, that is haterade. Too bad, really.
Yeah. Meanwhile, now going back to Chico, and now let's go back to the UK.
around the world and I can't find my baby.
All right, so I got bad news, or maybe good news, for fans of David Tennant and Genius Game. Following the debut of the show, episodes were airing Wednesday and Thursday. Starting this week, the remainder of the show will air Wednesdays. Show will now run over 7 weeks rather than four, with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire celebrity specials taking the show's place on Thursday, at least for this week and next.
Well, that'd be a good thing.
Yeah, it could be. It's one of those things where it's like, it could be a good thing or a bad thing, depending on what kind of bend you want to put on it. I'm not calling anybody out, but I have a daily sort of check of the mail, as it were.
Well, it's real easy. How are the ratings doing with it?
How are the ratings doing? I do not know. Let me look.
Aha. I hope they're doing good. But meanwhile, Jason's got some media pros.
I do.
I got pros. In different area codes.
Area codes.
Pros. In different area codes.
By the way, I have the numbers. It took 2.5 million pounds to make, and it averaged 739,000 viewers. Yeah.
So, so in this week's Media Pro Report, Jonathan Mangum and Wayne Brady actually have an improv podcast called What If? Okay? It's called Wayne Brady's What If with Jonathan Mangum. They do a podcast together, and the latest one is really, really, really good. They have done, it's on YouTube, and as a matter of fact, one just dropped today with Mary Holland of Ghosts and the Big Door Prize. Anthony Vezinali, Greg Proops have done it. Jessica McKenna, Carmen Christopher, Nicole Byer, Bobby Moynihan has done it. Adam Conover, Colton Dunn, Aisha Tyler, cool. Yes, so check it out on all your podcast streams. Very cool.
Meanwhile,
the
Met Gala was this week, and Law Roach says he's glad we came early after realizing that Anna Sawai got on Zendaya's Met Gala look. If you look at the pictures, Anna Sawai and Zendaya were wearing nearly the same thing.
By the way, that look is freaking awesome. It's really great.
Look at the drip on her. Oh my goodness. Look at the drip on her.
Yeah, Law Roach was like, whoops. Moving on.
Moving on. Brandy and Rita Ora will return for the next Descendants movie. The Voice playoffs ends with a twist, and Idol Round of 7 ends with the announcement of somebody's wife being pregnant. Congratulations. Tease Madison launches a podcast with Tina Knowles. Yes, that Tina Knowles. Anne Robinson returns with a true crime doc, You Be the Judge, Crime and Punishment. Caitlin Bristow.
Also, the cast of America's Got Talent appear in a new NBA commercial.
Because guess what's NBC. Coming back to NBC? A little bit of Round Ball Rock coming at you. Caitlin Bristow jokes about having twins after her breast augmentation surgery. Mel Giedroyc comes back to life as the host of Where There's a Will, There's a Wake for a Sony Music podcast. Lisa Pump addresses her haters in her Stop Cyberbullying campaign. Danny Beard dishes on why they would never return to Drag Race UK. Paula Abdul jokes that Simon Cowell broke her iron brain. JoJo Siwa went into the Big Brother house, came in third, broke up with her girlfriend, and announced an up-tempo summer earworm as a brand new start so far this year.
He's been busy.
Very busy. Quite busy. And unfortunately, we also lost the lovely and talented Ruth Buzzy.
Yes.
Yes. Very sad. But none of them are your pros of the week. Because we have the final four of the Masked Singer. And holy cow, coming in fourth, Mad Scientist Monster, portrayed by Brian Kelly, one half of Florida Georgia Line. Yeah. In third place, Coral, who is Meg Donnelly from American Housewife and the Disney Channel film series, Zombies.
Your zombies.
Rain!
In second place, Boogie Woogie, who is singer Andy Grammer.
Who I like. Nice guy. I like his stuff.
I like his stuff, too. Fine by Me is my favorite by him. By his.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it's fine by me. Anyway, and the number and the queen of Masked Singer for season 13, Pearl, who has a steady job this fall because she is Gretchen Wilson. React, please. Please react.
Yeah, and again, this is sort of reaching Dancing with the Stars.
Stars?
Yeah, I'm looking at all of... I'm looking
Not that Gretchen Wilson isn't talented or anything, but... Really?
I'm looking at all of the people who competed this season, and if I'm not mistaken, only two of them are actively working. Meg Donnelly.
Which is exactly why everyone else is on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And those are your pros.
And that is Brain Vision. Jason, if you would please.
Yes. But I'm bringing in the super toilet, and we've got another break here at 5-1. This is We Love to Interrupt. Come back soon.
WLTI has been brought to you by Green Smoke. You know what happens when black smoke and white smoke happens at the Vatican? In our game, contestants will determine what strain Bong Bot is smoking. Sativa, Indica, a little bit of Sticky Icky, little Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Sponsored by the Ricky Williams Emporium and hosted by Snoop Dogg himself.
Imagine if there was green smoke out there. Seriously.
Let's just...
I know, by the way, we're all going to hell. Just saying.
Yeah.
By the way, we'll do that. We'll go to hell via the super toilet. It's time for part two of Flush or Flush. Let's get right to it with the first one. Cutthroat Kitchen, Knives Out, the reboot on Food Network. Gordon?
I did like Cutthroat Kitchen. It wasn't the best show in the universe, but it was a fun show that if I had nothing better to do and I saw it was on, I would watch it. Same thought here. Pastry.
Pastry is the key word. Alton Brown made that show his own. Let's see what Brian Mullarkey does with it.
Same deal. Pastry it. Next one. Eurovision Song Contest 2025. This is a guilty pleasure show. I love it. I'm pushing this thing.
Yeah, you don't get the 69. You don't get the 69 of these things by just, you know, being a run-of-the-mill song contest. This is like the Palme d'Or, the International Emmy, the Olympics of vocality, as it were. Give it a push.
Oh, of course you push this to the moon. This is amazing European culture, and I'm glad it's in Europe because there'll probably be taxes on it and requests to remove it if it was located somewhere else. Push.
Next up, staying in Europe for this one, is Rhythm and Flow Poland on Netflix.
Not my cup of tea, but I understand why it's successful. Pastry.
Same deal, pastry.
Yeah, I'm making it for you. I think I like it more than you guys, but it doesn't get a push from me. Pastry.
Well, that's because you can dance to it. And, yeah.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Have you ever danced to Polish EDM before, G?
Yes, I have. Many times.
Okay.
Go get Lasko.
All right.
Yes, next one. Naked and Afraid, Last One Standing, Season 3 on Discovery. I can't believe it has a Season 3. Again, not my bailiwick, and I just don't really like this much. Piggle.
I'll go with the Piggle. I see where people are attracted to it. I am not one of those people, but then again, people are attracted to it.
Yeah, it's a Piggle, Iggle, Iggle for me, too. I mean, it's I'm not going to flush it for the exact same reasons that everybody else had, but I still feel very icky, so Piggle.
Piggle. Next up, Season 5 of Lego Masters.
This is a show, and you want to know the thing is that I thought this show would be, you know, losing its steam, but the creativity is excellent on this show. Push.
It's a big push for me. I'm a big fan of the franchise. I love Will Arnett on this. Star Wars and Batman, not so guilty pleasures here, so yeah, big push.
Yeah, it's a not so guilty pleasure push.
Next one. MasterChef Season 15. I'm going to push this hard for a very different reason. This is the show that should be introduced as to how Gordon Ramsay is. And by the way, he has opened the door behind his character, quote unquote, in a lot of different interviews. This is the show that shows, I think, mostly the real him. Push hard.
I like this show. I can't wait to see Tiffany Derry add her sort of spin on it. You know, she is one of the great chefs in America nowadays, and it's going to be a good season, I think. Push.
I agree that this is the show that shows off Gordon Ramsay and who he is. But for me, it's not as good of a show as other shows that are out there. I enjoy it. It still feels too much overproduced for me to push it. Pastry is good, though.
I like pastry. Okay. This is going to be the one that might split the panel, or it might unite the panel. Who knows? It is Season 20 of America's Got Talent. And let me tell you something. America's going to have talent this year because we're going to have to pay tariffs on all the other talent that usually populates this show.
What's your grade?
Oh, gosh. It's a jiggle for me, honestly. I'm waiting for the wow. I'm waiting for the newness. I'm waiting for something different. Is what I'm waiting for.
And you'll be waiting for a very long time. There's no reason to change it. It's the same structure. If it's not broken, don't fix it. I still like it, even though it's lost its luster for me. Pastry.
Oh, no, I'm jiggling this as well. This show is the most inorganic show over the last 5 years. You can predict stuff from moment one. It's sad. I know why it gets the ratings, because of the backstory and blah, blah, blah. Jiggle.
I can't wait to watch season one. I can't wait to watch episode one. Jason's going to write down the last act of season one and say, with a thing that says, this is your winner.
Well, if you look at it traditionally, more people, more spots, and people have come out of that spot. Hello, Cody Lee.
Exactly. Next one. Destination X on NBC. They did a preview of this. People are taken to an unknown European destination and have to figure out where they are. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is hosting. The winner gets $250,000. I remember a show like this called Lost, if I remember right. Or something like that.
This plays a little bit differently than Lost. I actually like the premise on this better than the premise on Lost, to be quite honest, but also to be quite honest, there's no way you would be able to shoot something like Lost now at this time period. I'm interested. I'm intrigued. Pastry.
I'm intrigued too. I want to see where... I saw the first 20 minutes. It looks interesting. Now I just want to see where they go with it. So yeah, it's a pastry.
Yeah, I'll pastry and I'll look at it. I'll see if I like it or not. Next one.
Oh God, get Lily off the toilet. I think we're about to do the unthinkable here. It's American Ninja Warrior season 17.
I have not cared about this show in years. This show is even less authentic than America's Got Talent. Couldn't care, flush this big time.
I agree with Jason in terms of the authenticity of it. But it's still, from a athletic point of view, it's still fun to see them. So it really depends. If you're here for the athleticism, push. If you're here because you want the backstories and you want to see somebody win the million, in the words of myself earlier, you may be waiting for a while. I can't flush this out of principle, but I will pickle it.
I will also pickle it for the reasons Gordon stated. I mean... It's fun to watch them try, but it is a slog to get there.
And finally, Barbecue Brawl Season 6. A fun little show. Again, it's on Food Network. Not the worst thing in the world. Pickle?
I'm going to pastry this because... It is the season to be grilling. Bobby Flay's an expert at it. Antonio LaFaso is joining him this season. I forgot who the third judge for this season was.
Okay, I can look.
Okay, Manit Chauhan. So this is going to be an interesting show, I think. So yeah, I'm gonna pastry it.
I agree with Jay. I agree with Jay on this. It's there. It's cute. I guess it's fun. It does absolutely nothing for me. Pickle.
Okay. Well, that's going to do it for part two. Part three, we kill the toilet. I know. Crazy, right?
Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is getting to be summertime, and summertime is less active than the fall or the winter, so there you go. So look for that next week, but in the meantime, we got one more break, and then we wrap it all up here on The World's Strongest. Stick and stay. We'll be right back.
WLCI has been brought to you by Deal or No Deal, the Tariff Edition. What's in the case? 20% off cars, 30% off Temu, 50% off anything from Yugoslavia. We don't know. What we do know is what you're stuck with, we all have to pay for. Hopefully you'll find the price of eggs. That is Deal or No Deal tariff style. Any Canadian that's out there, host.
Howie Mandel's Canadian, he do it. So, let's get to it right away. Speed round, we start now. The Survivor, who's next?
Oh, boy. If it isn't Joe, then it's never going to be Joe. So, unfortunately, goodbye, Shaheen. They're gonna
I agree with you, Sha. I think it's going to be because, again, we've got two episodes, I believe, left to the finale, and it really needs to get there. Amazing Race. Who wins?
I think Han and Holden's luck finally runs out.
He said, who wins?
Oh, my mistake. Jonathan and Anna.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Jonathan and Anna, but I don't think that's going to be the slam dunk that Chico thinks it's going to be.
It's not going to be. I think it's going to be Carson and Mark, I think, potentially.
Ooh.
It's going to be a fight.
RuPaul's Drag Race. We don't know anything yet till we'll see it next week, right?
Correct. All we know is we have three brackets, six queens to a bracket. We don't know which bracket's going to be first up, but it's going to be fun to watch, I think. And it drops in a few hours as we record this. So.
That's true. And also, Jeopardy, Wheel of Champions for a hot bit?
Wheel of Champions for a hot bit. That's going to be a fun watch.
It will be. Do we have any mail?
None that we'd like to publicize on this show, but if you want us. But if you want to send us some, our address is WLTI@GameShowNewsNet.com, or you could follow us on all social media at GameShowNewsNet. I am at Dino R. Alexander.
I am at Beat the Block, the number two. At the end.
And I am GSNN Haterade.
And the network is at 5&1Net. That's the number 5&ONENET, where we talk about anything and everything going on network wide. For example, what's going on the NAWC, Jay?
On the NAWC, we've got a pay-per-view this weekend. We got Backlash. John Cena is going to defend against Randy Orton in St. Louis. Gunther is going to fight Pat McAfee, and Jey Uso is going to defend against Logan Paul. Might be a few surprises coming in there, and also AEW actually has a book coming out this fall about their history, written by a very big wrestling historian named Keith Greenberg. Gordon, you have something special to promote this week on the panel.
Well, we do have a bunch of UBA matches coming up this weekend. However, we also signed a deal with Import Marketing, and we have, for the first of its kind, UBA NFT playing cards coming out. So if you want to play the NFT game coming out, and by the way, this is the first of its kind anywhere in terms of any sort of gaming, any sort of promotion. That's in any sort of major sports league with the NFTs in the world of Web3. So if you want to go buy some, go to ubahedera.com.
Hedera, by the way, for the spelling.
Yes, sir.
Correct? Okay. Yeah. Well, Chico, we need to talk about it was a thing and the BS, because the BS actually may be coming back sooner rather than later, because we have the schedule release, don't we?
Yes, schedule release is May 14th, and we will talk about it as that night when
The
week after, yes, the week after, because May 14th is a Wednesday, as I keep forgetting. We will talk about it on May 21st as we go into who did it the best, what games to look for, and, of course, is it going to be an Eagles run to the Super Bowl again? All of that's coming up on the next BS in a couple of weeks. Over on It Was a Thing on TV, we have the continuation of Pilot Month with Rex Is Not Your Lawyer, starring David Tennant and Jeffrey Tambor, and Jerry O'Connell from Pictionary. And we also have a Star Wars-oriented show with the Ewoks and Droids Adventure Hour.
With
I remember that.
Yep, so do I. It's animated versions of the Man-Bear Pigs from the Forest Moon of Endor and the Protocol Droid and his little pilot droid buddy. So all of that is at It Was a Thing on TV.com, including a new episode of The Squared Circle Time Machine, Paul Bearer's Hits from the Crypt.
Oh, dear God.
Yes!
I'm glad to see you two are so fond of that.
Believe me, wrestling is more popular than ever. Believe it or
not. Let me go find my urn.
Okay. Well, you know what else is more popular than ever?
Us.
Survivor. Jeopardy. Top Chef. We're going to talk all about all of that, plus the season debut of Drag Race All-Stars to find out just what the heck these brackets are going to be bracketing. And, of course, we kill the toilet. All that and more as we reconvene next Thursday right here at the 5-1 Discord for Jason Block, for Gordon Pepper, for everybody at 5-1. My name is Chico Alexander. Our time is up. We thank you for yours. Game over. And spread the love.